Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda, and we've got a really great show today. I have Nina Foreep with me, and at the age of 7, Nina wrote and illustrated her very first book. As far as she can remember, the story was about a princess in distress, a knight, and a horse. A modest profit was achieved as the limited and signed edition of 10 was sponsored with a parental grant and sold at 50 cents apiece. Today, the book remains out of print. Nina has seen it all, from the early days on independent features to big national TV commercials, corporate mega shows, and many documentary films, including one she wrote, directed, and produced about Muslim kids in New York called Abraham's Children. In short, there's no film and video production scenario she hasn't taken care of. Along the journey, she's met many, many awesomely wonderful people and badasses, all of them worth great stories. She has worked with stars like Sophia Loren, John Malkovich, and Wynton Marsalis, interviewed Fortune 500 CEOs, worked on Emmy Award-winning and Emmy-nominated documentaries, and produced hundreds of videos for Uber corporate shows. She's negotiated with Teamsters, clients big and small, actors, crew, children, police officers, a few dogs, and one snake. Now Nina enables mission-driven entrepreneurs to grow their business with consistent video content through one-on-one coaching and peer learning. It's my pleasure to welcome Nina to our show today.
Thanks for having me, Belinda.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that is quite a bio, and there's some really exciting things in there, and we'll sort of start to unravel many of them. But why don't you just take a moment and let our audience get to know you a little bit. Tell us, fill in some of the gaps from this bio, and then tell us a little bit more about what you're doing today.
Very good. Well, as you can tell from the bio, I'm a film producer and director. And about 5 years ago, I kind of saw the writing on the wall that things were not going anymore as they used to be, because anybody with a smartphone in their back pocket essentially was carrying around a full film studio with them. So I figured that this was my time to reinvent myself and not be painted into the corner and be the old geezer who wasn't with the times. I wasn't an old geezer back then. And so I just went to reinvent myself as a video marketer. I gave myself 3 months, which in hindsight is very laughable. But anyway, it's about 4 years later, 5 years later nearly. And I now help mission-driven entrepreneurs, meaning people who have a service to offer and don't have per se visuals. Because if you're a service provider, you know, you are a broker, you are a lawyer, you are an accountant, you're a coach. So it's not like you have something to show on video. So you end up on video because you are the product. And that's the people that I love helping with consistent video content for their social media and their websites.
Oh, that is great. And it's so important today. Video is, you know, seen more than print content and pictures, and it's just pretty amazing. So it's really important for people that are trying to, like you said, get their statements out there, get what their mission is and brand. So that is awesome and very much needed. So I'm sure that it really took off a lot quicker than probably what you anticipated, didn't it?
It didn't.
Okay.
I think first it was a really long search to find something that incorporated, you know, to use sort of a bit of a buzzword, my genius, with what resonated with the market. And as we all know, the market has also taken a massive pivot this year, being 2020. And with that, actually, my business really started to take off, because now people are realizing that, you know, they really, even if they really don't want to do video, or they really were trying to put off video for as long as possible, now there is no longer, it's no longer not an option to do. So video is staring everybody in the face. And even if it's just on these endless Zoom calls we're all on, But that also has been for me very good because now people start getting used to seeing themselves on camera and start realizing that maybe after all, it's not that terrible to have to be on camera and share. And in the end, you're sharing what you know and you love and you do. Mission-driven entrepreneurs are mostly the ones I work with. Our second career people are now in their passion project or in their passion job or in their passion career. So they do have a lot to share and they do have a lot that they want to part with, and no better way to do so than with video.
Great. Well, let's talk a little bit about how the business has shaped your lifestyle today. So you were, sounds like, pretty busy working for lots of different clients, and then now you're kind of doing more a one-to-one coaching, it sounds like, or instruction. So how's that changed your lifestyle?
All right. So there's a couple of layers to it. So in the pre-video marketing days, I would work for maybe two or three really big clients throughout the year. Those were huge budgets that netted a nice profit. And there was no need for me to go out and market myself. It was all word of mouth. It was all my good reputation and having done this for a gazillion years. And I always did this with my own company. So Clockwise Productions and I, we've been a pair since 1997. So I incorporated in the fall of 96. And with the event of everybody being able to, you know, start creating their own videos and social media, having this insatiable appetite for more and more video content that was quick and fleeting. And, you know, YouTube, a lot of my peers bemoan the fact that YouTube killed quality when it comes to video. And to a certain degree, I absolutely agree with that. So now I've gone from having four or five clients a year and having had a sensational year, if I have that, to needing, you know, maybe 20 clients a month, because my offerings now are much smaller. Some of them are shorter lived. And I am now not going after the big pharma, Fortune 500 companies or the big financial corporations. Again, Fortune 500. I'm now working with people like you and me, people who have a passion project, who are entrepreneurs, who make a good living, and they have a steady income. Otherwise, they wouldn't even have the brain space to deal with video for the most part. But, you know, they're not the mega big corporations. These are people that might have a staff of four or five, maybe 10 people. But they're, you know, they're still considered small business owners. So it has changed dramatically in that I am now marketing myself very heavily, and I am myself putting out video content nearly daily. My digital life is entirely on LinkedIn. That's where what I focus on, and maybe we'll get to that a little later. But I've basically become my own, you know, sales and marketing machine. The beauty of it is, as I'm doing it, I am learning, and I am, you know, I am able to share with my clients, you know, not just knowledge that was true once 3 weeks ago, but actually today, because as we all know, social media just, you know, changes and grows and morphs into something different, like, you know, every second of the day. So being on top of it and being in it yourself is really important if you want to bring value to your clients.
Great. I would like to, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, get a little bit more into LinkedIn as your sort of, sounds like your favorite platform. So let's talk right now about your superpowers. So have you identified kind of what your couple of your greatest skill sets are that you think sort of is your superpower that it's allowed you to be as successful as you are?
So I'm trying to think before and after. So let's just deal with what I'm doing today because that's of interest right now. I think the superpower now and the thing that where I see the most success and I see myself just being in my element and also being able to give the most value because I'm in my element is creating community. And this maybe sounds weird for a video marketer to say, but over the couple of last years, as I started to market myself and create video for myself on a consistent level, you know, at first I thought like, oh, the big deal is to teach people how to think about content, or the big deal is to show people how they can film themselves with their phones, or the big deal is to get over the hump of editing or hosting or posting or whatever. And then each time I had found a way to clearly, succinctly, and easily teach my clients how to do that, I was like, oh, okay, that wasn't that hard, and my people are getting it. Okay, cool. But still, people were not posting regularly. And so I would do like these massive client interviews and, you know, just hitting up random people also, like, you know, what's holding you up? Why aren't you doing video? Blah, 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 blah. And it really boiled down to, it's about accountability and about support. And that's when, for me, the click came, when I'm like, ah, I need to be putting my clients into groups, not just me with them one-on-one, but actually have them be in a group where there is a group accountability, a group learning, group support, and showing up for the group. And that was the seismic shift that happened for me and my company at the beginning of this year, actually, and which has sort of flown off, like been super successful this year, also with COVID-19 and people being stuck at home, and maybe some people, sadly enough, having now a lot of time on their hands, wanting to put that time to good use, and are now starting to think about how they can, you know, manage their marketing with more video in it. So it's really about building community and building groups that jive together and support one another and basically egg each other on to create more videos. So I would say that's the consistency in groups. That's my secret sauce.
Okay, so that is great. What does working from your happy place mean to you, Nina?
It means to me, oh God, so much, so much. I mean, stress levels way down. it also means that the days fly by. I love being with my communities online. It has meant that I am able to work remotely. So right now I'm actually not in New York. I am in Switzerland, which is where I'm from originally. And my family is here. And although I'm in Switzerland, many, you know, 3,000 miles away, I can work and no one really knows where I am. Other than when they Zoom with me, they see, you know, an all wooden paneled room, which is kind of unusual for New York, I guess. So, you know, it gives me the freedom to be where I want to be or where I have to be, you know, family reasons or whatever. My stress levels are down and I get to share. I have 30 years of experience as a producer. And I think that is sort of the last and the most important point is that with the way I work, from working from a happy place now allows me to share the wealth of my knowledge and 30-year career with other people and make sure that their voices are being heard in a world that is, you know, oversaturated with noise. So if I can get a couple of small business owners to share their genius with their people, I think I've done my job.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about two things I kind of want to talk about. Number one, having been a producer for so long, and you wrote some of the things in your bio of that you've done, what was one of your maybe favorite projects or most inspiring projects that you worked on?
Other than the feature film or feature documentary film that I did about Muslim children in New York, which was sort of my answer to digest 9/11, probably the top experience I had in my entire career was working with a woman called Merle Worth. She's a director, editor, producer for documentaries. She's infinitely creative. There's just no boundaries to her creativeness. And we did a 2-hour ABC special hosted by Oprah Winfrey about the dignity of children. And it was the first documentary I ever worked on. And we're talking before I even had my company. So this was like early 90s. And it was the one show that really propelled my career into a completely different stratosphere. But working with creative people who have no boundaries as a producer, and back then I wasn't a producer yet, but on the cusp to becoming one, it was such a challenge and at the same time such a joy. And it just opened my eyes to possibilities and adventures that I never thought possible. And I remember there was so many lessons I learned. It was a 9 month long gig, which is very long in my industry. And it was the first really like well-paid job. Like I was able to afford a bed afterwards, like throw out my futon, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was excited, you know. But just like, you know, we would drive down the street at the road in a car packed with, you know, crew. And she'd point out the window with her index finger and say, look. And we'd all look out into the distance to see what she was pointing at. And she's like, no, look. There is the glitter of my hair on my finger and the sun is catching it. And it just, you know, the visuality that came with this woman and the love for just taking everything to a level never seen before was just absolutely, it was very miraculous. And I learned to never say no to a creative person. The moment you say no, they dig in their heels and they really, 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 really want it. So I learned that the answer to I want this, she wanted to wrap a blue shawl around the Twin Towers at one point. And so the answer was not no. It was like, well, Merle, I'm certainly sure we can do that somehow. Are you willing to give up your salary that you're getting on this job to pull it off? And that was sort of my one thing that I resorted to when it was really outrageous. But, you know, and with that was the crazy request, but there were a million other requests which weren't that crazy, but just crazy enough that she had us all on our toes coming up with solutions.
Very good. Wow. That sounds like that was an interesting project for sure and very rewarding. So let's talk about, we're talking about platforms and obviously you're working with people to create video content and they're going to be on a variety of platforms. I mean, there's Facebook, there's, you know, Twitter, there's Instagram, there's LinkedIn, there's YouTube. You've already named that. And so you mentioned that LinkedIn is kind of your preference of choice. Do you want to speak to that a little bit?
Sure. So LinkedIn for a couple of reasons. First of all, my clientele hangs out on LinkedIn. So that is, I think, any person's choice of which platform to focus on should be where do your people hang out? My people hang out on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is B2B. LinkedIn is very much service-based. LinkedIn has a lot of smaller, you know, entrepreneurs, smaller as in small business entrepreneurs. So for me, that is that's my natural home with the offerings that I have. Secondly, LinkedIn is probably the last of the social media platforms where you can get clients organically without having to pay for advertising. So if you are good with content creation, and obviously that's what I do for a living, then LinkedIn is a great place to be. And LinkedIn really is, you know, it is business centric. It's certainly moving away from that a little bit, and there's more and more glimpses of also more personal stuff, but we are on LinkedIn to find clients, be clients, find resources, help one another. It's very much a community. And I also joined last fall a LinkedIn pod, and we post every day at the same time. It's a paid pod. I mean, it's professionally organized. And what that does is that by posting all of us, like I'm in a group of maybe 30 people, we all post within the same time frame of a half hour every morning. And then we go in and we comment on all each other's posts with or without video. And that just gives us enough boost to reach people that are beyond our circle. And that has been incredibly powerful for me to get inbound clients through LinkedIn.
That's awesome. I did not know that. So I have spent a lot of time with my business on Facebook and just really, I've been on LinkedIn. So, I mean, I've always was there, but I hadn't been posting a lot there, doing any content there. And really only really started that since COVID. I was like, I've got a little bit of extra time on my hands. I'm going to really start to explore LinkedIn a little bit more, but I did not know about the pods. So how does one get involved or find a pod to be a part of?
So, I mean, my pod is a for business thing. So you basically ping the gentleman who runs it and say, I want to be a client of yours and I can send you a link. He has a, I have an affiliate, I mean, it's not an affiliate link per se. I have his information because the more the merrier, right?
Sure.
And if you have a group of 30, that doesn't mean you have to read 30, you know, posts every day. If there's 30, then maybe 15 every day posts, right? Because there's people on. Three times a week, there's people who are sick, they're traveling, you know, whatever. So it's just a good number of group, a good number that gives enough traffic so it actually has an effect on the algorithms. Yeah, and I mean, there's other pods. I'm sure if you were actually to Google LinkedIn pods, they probably would pop up.
Okay.
There's quite a few of them. I happen to really love this one. It's somebody who goes out for coaches and consultants. That's his niche, and the group of people I'm in. I mean, I've been with them now. I've been reading their posts from, you know, since November 5th, every single day. Well, the days I'm on it, and, you know, alliances are being formed. Clients are being referred. So it's a little bit like a networking. It has sort of a dual and triple purpose. So, and it's inspiration. Like in the beginning, I was like, heck, how am I going to come up with content for five times a week, let alone video content. And after a couple of months, I'm like, oh my God, I have so many ideas. I'm reading all these other people's posts every day. It's very inspiring. You learn something, you come up with your own ideas. You learn how to ask questions so they can shine. They ask me questions in the comments so I can expand on my services further. And it taught me how to succinctly talk about my services.
That's awesome. I mean, that is today. That was the gold nugget of the day today, I'm sure, for a lot of people, but certainly for myself. So yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So great. So what advice would you give to others? Now, normally I say to others just wanting to be an entrepreneur, but I'm going to take a deeper dive into what you do. So, so what advice would you give to entrepreneurs that are really looking to sort of enhance their brand or start doing more video content? Do you have like, start here, do this, like, or what, where should they start?
They should start by doing. I mean, it sounds dumb, but that's really the best advice I can give. Because video doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as you pointing your phone at yourself and saying, introducing yourself or introducing a service or giving a tip. Like a lot of us have top 10 tips as a lead magnet on our websites. Make it 10 videos. Each tip is a quick video where you talk about tip number 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, there's so many ways to get to video content these days. You can do, if you're not comfortable talking into the camera right off the bat, you can do a screen grab and explain something. You can show off your website. You can interview on Zoom a client of yours and then take a snippet from that. There's so many content ideas out there, but if thinking about them, planning for them is just stuff that happens in your head, but actually putting video out, that is the most important thing. And that's one of the reasons why I run video challenges, because it just has people jump in feet first and they just have to post a video a day for a full month. And after a month of doing that, guess what? You have a habit. You are now, you know, even if the videos aren't perfect, you are putting out video. And that is the most important thing, is doing it, just doing it and being consistent with it.
Oh, that is great. So what are some exciting, new and exciting things that you're working on that you'd like to share with our audience?
I think the most prevalent is probably the video challenge I had just mentioned. So I didn't even plan on doing this. I actually had a business coach who challenged me to do a video challenge, which I did just as COVID-19 started. And there was at that point such a need for a community, for support, for just something that was consistent in our lives while everything else went to hell in a handbasket around us. And so these challenges, I've been running them ever since. So I invite about 10 people into a group. And if it's more, I just create more groups. And we post every single day on a platform of our choosing. So it's not all LinkedIn. I have a couple of people who are very prolific on Instagram and on Facebook. And we then share the links with one another, much like the LinkedIn pod does, actually. Mm-hmm. Exactly organized like the LinkedIn pod. We share those links and then everybody goes to everybody's videos, watches it, leaves a comment. So we talk not only about the video, but we also talk about, you know, how to post to further engagement, like ask a question at the end of your post so people can easily engage with you. You know, that ever important call to action, which a lot of people mistake as being something salesy. There's nothing salesy about me talking about, let's say, the best way to create binge-worthy video content, and then saying at the end of the post or the end of the video, leave a comment below and tell me how you create your content or what you like to talk about in your videos or on your posts. That there's nothing salesy about that. It's just starting a conversation with one human to another. And that is what video is so brilliant at. So,
Good.
So then the video challenges, I do a month because a lot of people are like, oh, can we do a week? Can we do 2 weeks? I'm like, I want you to do a month because video has such a long workflow. If you do a month, you're going to bump up against everything you need to bump up against to make it go away. Because for a week, you can cheat. You can pre-produce stuff. You can like kind of wing it. If you're doing it for a full four and a half weeks, there's no winging it. You know, then you really have to like sit down with your demons and figure it out.
I agree. I totally agree with that because I struggle a bit. Like I'm way better than I was, but I've been training for 25 years and I have so much content. But I would think about doing a video and I would think, I have nothing to say. Like I don't have any content. And it was just really difficult till I finally started mapping out like how many ever times I was going to go live. And then what mm-hmm. each of those was going to be. And then once I knew, I then was just able to do it like with really very little difficulty. I've gotten better technically for sure along the way. But my biggest stumbling block was just doing it and thinking about what I wanted to talk about, not like on the fly. And I do think that's a mistake that sort of some people make. So if you're going to do it every day, you don't really have a choice other than to sort of plan it out. And think about it strategically. And then once you do, it's really not that difficult to do it, I think. So anyway, that's my two cents on it.
No, and I think you're absolutely right. And you know, there's and yes, and in today's day and time, I mean, this year alone, we're barely in the second half. And I had to twice already throw out all my content for 2 weeks because it just was not appropriate anymore and toned down. So yes, I have a lot of content that is pre-produced. I have, you know, a gazillion extra client testimonials that I can throw in whenever I need something extra, or when I'm actively selling my services. But at the same time, you know, when COVID-19 hit and everybody was like freaking out, it was not appropriate to be super salesy or to, you know, do a lighthearted video that I had pre-produced. You know, then I needed to like, you know, produce something on the spot that was tone appropriate or, mm-hmm. or just go silent for a couple of days. I mean, when Black Lives Matter really went into its peak with the Blackout Tuesday, I just stopped putting anything on social media just for a couple of days and to collect my own thoughts about everything and to put out a thoughtful video that talked about the power of video, giving voice to those who needed a voice and for the rest of us to support them in that. So, you know, you do need to also have that flexibility to be able to pivot with your content when the time calls for it. So I think that's really important too, but yes. And that's something I tell my challenge, people all the time. It's like, you know, have something that in petto. So, cause that one day where everything goes haywire and you won't be able to produce the video, the daily video, that day is going to inevitably show up more than once in a month. So you want to be prepared to have something that you can pull out of your sleeve when you need to.
Great. Well, you've given us such great advice today on such a very important subject for anybody that is branding, marketing, just really trying to sell themselves, basically. And, you know, you've given us some really, really great advice today. And I've enjoyed this very much. And I'm sure our listeners did as well. So, Nina, where can people find you?
Well, on LinkedIn. So Nina Fareep, I'm the only one. I'm sure my name will be in the show notes. So they, yep. It's spelled pronounced correctly. And then my company website, which is brand new, is clockwiseproductions.com. So those are the two best places to find me. And if you, you know, send me a connection request on LinkedIn and mention the podcast with Belinda, and I'd be extra super happy to connect with you. And I'm doing another video challenge in September. So love to have a full house and some great entrepreneurs to work with.
Great. I think that would be fun too. So that sounds like, that sounds wonderful. And I just want to thank you, Nina, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be able to share with all of our listeners today. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I always love talking about what I love. So
I know, isn't that true? So everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that you were able to get some gold nuggets out of this episode as I was. And I just want to encourage you to subscribe to Work From Your Happy Place so that you don't miss a single episode. And please leave us a review. We really love to hear from you, and it really makes a difference for us doing podcast work. So thank you all once again, and continue to work from your happy place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.